The Colombian novelist and short story writer Gabriel Garcia Marquez is now the author of a long-awaited memoir, Living to Tell the Tale. Readers can now begin the work of untangling fact from fiction. But that's futile, says commentator Katie Davis. 20 years ago, she had a chance to sit down with Garcia Marquez, and afterwards, she wasn't sure whether she'd conducted an interview or become part of a piece of fiction.
I had this assignment. Interview Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Everyone told me, there's no way you'll get to see him, especially since he won the Nobel Prize. I dug up a friend of a friend of a friend of the writer. He told me, look, to get to Garcia Marquez, go see the painter, Alejandro Obregón. He's in Cartagena, Colombia. Sit down, have a beer, talk, and then ask the painter for help. He and Gabo go way back. Gabo is what friends call Garcia Marquez.
Perfecto.
My Spanish was awkward, my ideas tentative, and the painter was deeply gracious. In front of soaring windows open to the Caribbean port, we drank beer. We spoke of painting, which Alejandro Obregón called the silent art. Different, he said, from the beat that shaped the world of Garcia Marquez.
Wherever there's sea, there's music. Because of the waves, you know, I think there's a rhythm in the waves. Gabo is very musical, no?
After about three beers, Alejandro Obregón got up and started dialing the phone. Hello? Is he there? Click. Another call. And another. And then, Gabo, ¿qué hubo? He waved me over. Here he is. Ask him if he'll see you. And before giving me the phone, he said, Gabo, here's the American journalist I told you about. Her name is Vicky. I was so fuzzy, not ready to make my pitch. Señor Garcia Marquez, your friend made a mistake. My name is Katy. No, you are Vicky to me, Garcia Marquez shot back. I believe my friend more than you. Oh, to be renamed, rechristened by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Would he now make me levitate like Remedios La Bella in 100 Years of Solitude? Would I become the twins, Vicky and Katy, pursued by yellow butterflies in Macondo? Wait a second, what's that? Dos, uno, dos, tres. Garcia Marquez was giving me his home phone number. His home phone number. And then these instructions. Come to Bogota, Vicky. Call me at this number on Sunday. 2 days later in Bogota, I was feeling very magical as I dialed. Hello, this is Vicky calling. Silence. Garcia Marquez said, Vicky? I don't know any Vicky. And that's how it went. That afternoon when I held out my hand to meet Garcia Marquez, I thought, well, let me try Katy again.
Hola, Vicky, ¿cómo estás?
So Vicky interviewed Gabriel Garcia Marquez that day. Sat with him as he said, Latin Americans are used to a world where fantastic things are part of daily life.
Acá hemos creído que detrás de la realidad de los racionalistas hay todavía mucho espacio.
There is always something behind the reality, a lot of space where things can't be explained, Garcia Marquez said. I really don't have to invent anything. Material walks around the streets here. I asked about his childhood, hoping for a story about the family ghost his grandmother spoke to daily. What's your first memory, senor? Waking up with a load in my diaper, he smiled. I asked about the invasion of Grenada, which was big news back then. He sighed. Look, we should be talking about literature, not politics. But you know, it's all the same in the end. So what would you like to write next? A good song, he said. A song can tell a whole story in a few words, and you know, that's hard to do. Then he jumped up and put on a Ruben Blades record. I was listening to this when you came in, he said, and twirled around. The interview was over. I was aware that Garcia Marquez had a habit of making things up during his interviews. He liked to give each journalist a gift, something original. And in my case, he included a reminder for when I lose sight of that other reality. Gabriel Garcia Marquez opened up my copy of 100 Years of Solitude and wrote, To Vicky, with a kiss, Gabo.
Katie Davis lives in Washington, D.C. Gabriel Garcia Marquez's memoir, Living to Tell the Tale, is being published in the U.S. this week. It's the first of an autobiographical trilogy.